Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, y'all. It's Blood Harris here with another Panther Rants podcast. Middle of the week, hump day. And this nice, what's left of April, obviously. I mean, it depends on where you live. Some people are getting snow. Some are getting rain. Some are just getting sunny weather. Like, right now, for me, it's 95 degrees out. So, summer has officially came to Texas. But, obviously, the big thing today was ESPN, obviously, had its layoffs. And, of course, it was known for months that this was going to happen. You know, Clay Travis reported it. And, of course, he was refuted several times about it. But there's a lot of reasons for it, and if you look and read articles, do your own research as to why. It's not everybody's gonna say it's a political slant, and a lot of ways, yeah, ESPN does slant to the left, and some people just don't like politics in their sports, which is true. It's sports doesn't escape, but sometimes there's issues that overlap, in sports, and you just gotta talk about them. And you gotta discuss them. So, it comes with territory sometimes. So, as far as, the whole the apocalypse goes with ESPN, to me, personally, it's not politics. It's just that there's too much content. And a lot of it's regurgitated. And, for me as a kid, I used to watch SportsCenter Continuous Loop every morning until almost noon. And then, of course, the exercise shows would come on with Kiana. I watched them for exercise purposes, obviously. Not really. I watched them for Kiana because she would wear those leotards. And, man, did she look good. That sounds creepy, doesn't it? Yeah, it does, but what can you do? So, and of course, on the weekends there was content, but it wasn't like it is now. There's just too much of it, and they've hired too many people, and you gotta cut people. You keep the people who bring ratings and get rid of people who don't. So, people were hoping, that people like Jemele Hill or Michael Smith would go, and they just got that show that they have, and ESPN's not going to cut them, and not to mention, probably the majority of people that watch that show probably hate them anyway. That's really how it goes. That's how some of the writers write. A lot of times they paint it to the people that hate them, because that's where the clickbait comes, and that's where all the, everything goes to. But take it from somebody who's been laid off in the past, a lot of times you end up with a better job. Or you end up with a crappy job where it's a pay cut, but eventually you'll get a better job. Sometimes find that job that pays lesser, or a lesser job but gives you more time to find another one, because, quite frankly, unemployment doesn't pay a whole lot. For me, for me, I got the maximum, which was like $400-something a week. So every 2 weeks, I was getting an unemployment check of $900-something. And to be honest with you, when you got 3 kids, bills to pay like me, it's not gonna cut. Didn't cut it. It's better than nothing. They give you what they can give you, but it's it's discouraging. But these people are good at what they do, and they'll find work. It's not like they're not average Joes like us where we gotta friggin' submit 800 resumes and hope for the, you know, hope somebody gives you an interview. But let's get back on topic, obviously. Pitt football had its spring game, and, you know, I don't really talk much about the spring football because really it's just not much to go on. It's just scrimmage, and there's not really many storylines to go off of, because a lot of times you get players who have bad springs, or you get some that have that do really good in spring football, and it just doesn't always translate to in the fall. But, you know, the big story is obviously the quarterback position. I don't really think Max Brown has that wrapped up. One thing I will say that he brings, obviously, to that position is senior leadership, which is what they need. I mean, Nate Pearman did it, and I think having Max Brown there helps a lot, too. I mean, having that senior leadership in that group with all, you know, some of the talent they've lost, James Conner especially, helps out. And, of course, there's a lot of positions up for grabs. You know, running back, we got a wealth of good backs. You know, Jester Way, obviously, he's going to be playing receiver, but who's going to be starting alongside of him? You know, who's going to take that role? Tight end, obviously, you want Chris Clark to take that. But who knows? I mean, there's a lot, you know, nothing's written in stone. But obviously, for me, the big issue is defense. We won't know much about that until fall as well. You know, have we improved it? Are we going to prove it all in the passing game? You know, defending the pass. Charlie Partridge is there, so he's going to help. He's going to ramp up the defensive line, although it was already ramped up with Tom Sims. It's just, you know, Grant, there was obviously some friction there between him and Pat Narduzzi. At least that's what I was told. So, Machari's a big pickup, so let's hope we can continue on with the momentum. Plus, he gives us a presence in Florida for recruiting that we need, because we're not getting local kids like we want to. And so we need to go elsewhere to get them. So in Florida, if we can grab a few Florida kids, then that's awesome. There's probably a wealth of talent there. Attendance for a spring game was 7,000, I guess, if you're being generous. And, of course, if you're Penn State or West Virginia, you probably saw the pictures and analyzed, you know, the attendance photos. There was a few people, some notable bloggers analyzing it, and, you know, I don't know why people are questioning the announced attendance. You know, one person in particular was questioning it because he saw the pictures of the stands. At the end of the day, it's 7,000 people. Who cares? Who cares if Pitt's lying about their attendance? I mean, it's not like they're going to get sanctioned for it. Who cares? Pitt knows, and Pitt fans acknowledge that there's attendance issues with spring, and it happens. You know, Penn State got 70,000, which was good for them, but it wasn't. Obviously, they didn't beat. They finished number 4 in the participation trophy standings in that department. As far as the draft goes, that's coming up. You know, and there was a good bunch. Pitt had a good bunch of, you know, players go. At least about 6 or 7 go. Most of them are local products, which is odd because you figure with local kids getting this NFL exposure, it would kind of roll over to recruiting, saying, "Hey, if you really want NFL exposure, you can just come to Pitt." No, not at all. And that's what baffles me. Is that Pitt could, you know, can sell this, but of course, kid, you know, local kids won't buy it for whatever reason, because you know it's the stadium isn't big enough. There's not many people go. But yet, people, other recruits coming from you know, from other parts of the country and love Pitt's facilities, love the stadium, but nope. As far as the draft goes, I think, obviously, Nate Pearman, I think, is going to get picked first out of all of them. There's a demand for quarterbacks. And he's, in his case, he has a demand for him because, for one thing, he's a pro-style quarterback. And a lot of these pro-style quarterbacks, as you see, are getting recycled a good bit. Some of them, you're surprised they're getting the jobs, as much money as they're getting. But they're pro-style, and that's... They're just, you know, a pro-style is more low-maintenance. You know, you don't got to deal with a read-option quarterback as much, whereas you're Colin Kaepernick, and... Obviously, his stance on the flag obviously hurt him a bit. Did it totally kill him, though? I think that Kaepernick will eventually find work. It's probably going to be after the draft. Because Jay Cutler hasn't found a job yet. But people will point to Cap stats. He played in an offensive... Not so much offensive, but a quarterback-friendly offense that even Matt Sanchez thrived in when he played at Philly. So, I mean, there's a lot of reasons why, you know, Kaepernick's not being considered. And, you know, some of them have weight. Is the flag one of them? Probably. But here's the thing about the flag, about what he did. Nobody knew he was doing this until a reporter pointed this out. And that's the thing. Personally, if I'm an owner, I'm not going to sit there and take role in who's standing for the flag. I'm worried about my vendors. I'm worried about my business relationships. You know, connections at the press box or the company suite or whatever. I'm not worried about who's standing in front of the national anthem or raising their hand over their heart. I'm worried about other things. So, that's that. And to close this out, Pitt finally hired an assistant coach, Sam Ferry, I believe his name is. Assistant coach at Monmouth. Has some ties to Kevin Stallings. But, you know, from what it looks like, he has a decent resume so far. He's young. Basically, we just hired another Brandon Knight for the most part. But for me, with Pitt basketball, it's whatever at this point. If he works out, he works out. You know, it just is what it is, and Pitt now has to go out and recruit and get some transfers because they're hurting that department. And obviously, a sensitive subject on Pitt Twitter is obviously Scott Barnes. A lot of hateful. He went on a blocking spree. A lot of hateful comments to him. And you know, I'm not gonna tell people what they can or can't tweet to someone because a lot of these people don't really grasp why he left. You know, it was for family issues. Is why he mainly left. For all, you know, because for all we know, he was here barely a year, screws up the basketball hire, and he's gone. That's really what people are focused on. I mean, that's their focus right now, is that they're not taking that part into account. So you can't really, you know, judge him. I mean, I screw up on my hot takes and things like that without taking other things into account. I mean, I've been guilty of it many times. It's been pointed out to me, and you know, I'm willing to own up to what I mess up. So I don't want to be too rough, you know, too harsh to these people, or judge them too much. People are just pissed off because the basketball is a mess, and the guy who did the hiring bolted. But he had a good reason to. But people just, they don't see that part. So, not just that. My 15 minutes are up of fame. See, I have my own show, so I don't have to worry about anything. Then again, I'll get paid for this and barely anybody listens to it. But for those who do, I appreciate it. Hell to pit. Bye-bye.